StormLakeRadio.com, Ryan Thompson. Some Newell Fonda volleyball talk at this time with Coach Marilyn Murrah. And we record this as well for halftime of the Mustangs football game at GTRA. And Marilyn, you've been in the midst of a full week in between matches. Not sure how much the girls like just practicing during all this time, but hopefully making the best of it.
Yeah, we're trying to. I gave them Labor Day off, which they probably needed, and so we're going to work really hard these next 3 days since this is Wednesday, and we're going to work hard and get ready for our tournament on Saturday.
What are some things you want to get better in all areas, of course, but what are some things especially you're working on with the team?
Blocking coverage and blocking itself, getting there on time so we get hands on some blocks and things like that. Covering the court. That's real important, serve-receive.
As you alluded to, this Saturday at the Central Lion Tournament, talk about some of your competition that awaits you there.
Well, I don't have that in front of me, Ryan, but yeah, we will be playing Central Lion, hopefully somewhere down the line, but we Harris Lake Park, and we have two Minnesota schools that we're playing.
Okay, well, speaking of Central Lion, you've met them once already this season, this past Saturday in Sheldon, and you beat them in the first set you played and came oh so close to winning that match before eventually falling. They're always solid, ranked in Class 2A, so played pretty well, it looked like, against them a week ago.
Yes, we did. We covered the court well. We actually blocked them pretty decent, and we just didn't let anything hit the floor. I think we surprised them in the first game. In the second game, we had an injury, so I had to make a replacement, and I think that was mentally something we weren't quite ready for, and but we only lost by two. It was a close game, and then they kind of took it to us in the third, unfortunately.
Yeah. Also in Sheldon, he did defeat a couple of Lakes Conference teams in Cherokee and Emmitsburg and came up short against Lamar's Gale, and they're highly ranked in Class 1A. So how did you feel all in all about how that tournament unfolded for you?
I was pretty excited about the tournament. We've been going up there since I've been here 7 years or whatever it is, and we've only been able to come away usually with one victory, and we got two this year, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, as you should be, and a 5-2 start to the season, something to feel good about at this point.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but you know everything's going to get tougher and harder as the season goes, so you got to get ready.
Definitely. So let's hear about the girls that make up the Mustang volleyball squad this year, starting with your three seniors.
My three seniors are Carly Grau, Erin Gerke, and Kate Christensen. They're my three seniors. That's all I have.
And so on down the line, who else are members of the team?
Okay, I have juniors Grace Jesse, Jenna Kopik, Peyton Wilkin, Morgan Lynch, Melanie Morenz, and then I have a sophomore Olivia Larson and Emma Stewart and a freshman Megan Morenz.
And what would you say, as we mentioned, 5-2 to start the year, what are some areas that you feel have been your strongest thus far?
Serving's been really strong for us, and movement, cover, just not letting anything hit the floor. I mean, we don't always look pretty at it, but we don't let it hit the floor, and we keep the ball in play, and I think that frustrates a lot of teams.
All right, so Marilyn, again, this Saturday in Rock Rapids, and then this coming Tuesday, September 13th, back in the TLC as you'll be playing host to Sioux Central and also South Central Calhoun, and then got Alt Aurelia and East Sac next on the conference slate and the Carroll tournament in between all that. I got a feeling you're going to find out an awful lot about your team with these coming matches.
Yes, we will. Those are pretty tough teams that we're going to come up against, and I know that we can do it and work hard and at least give them good competition and hopefully come out as the winners.
Marilyn, every team strives to be at the top of their respective conference. You lost to 6 great seniors from your team a season ago. So far, so good, but when all is said and done, where at least do you feel this team is capable of ending up in the Twin Lakes when all is said and done?
I think when all is said and done, I think the possibility of us being up towards the top is a great possibility for us. We just got to step up our game and be ready for anything that's given to us.
Again, Newell Fonda volleyball this Saturday at the Central Lion Tournament. Good luck there, Coach Marilyn Murrah of Newell Fond Volleyball. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.